This is the Midday Market Report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Well, of course, it was a busy day yesterday, but here in the Midday Markets, we're taking a look at today's price action. Kenan Layden of AgMarket.net, my guest today. Kenan, what's happening in the trade so far?
The big story in the trade, as far as I can tell, is the Trump update on the Iran conflict, which is going to occur this evening. Equities are up strong today. Oil is dipping below $100 a barrel in the front month, West Texas Intermediate. Metals are up and the grains are down. So after the, you know, prospective planning and stocks report yesterday, which gave, you know, some mixed news, but markets generally react to it very well yesterday. Markets are selling off here. You know, oil share seems to be hit pretty hard.
That was Kenan Layden with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Stay informed with the closing market report from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, your essential summary of the day's market activities and their impact on the agricultural economy. Join us for timely updates and expert commentary on commodity prices and market trends with trusted ag market analysts from around the Midwest. Tune in every Monday through Friday on your local Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network affiliate for your daily market recap and insights to stay ahead in the ag economy.
May corn down 7 cents at 450 and 3 quarters. May soybeans down 10 and 3 quarters at 1160 and a quarter. May soybean meal down $2 at 314.40. May soybean oil down $1.73 at 67.15. Chicago wheat down 20 cents at 596 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat down 17 cents at 641. Kansas City hard red wheat down 23 and 3 quarters at 611 and 3 quarters. May oats down 12 and a quarter at 342. On the Merck, April live cattle up $1.23 at 244.25. April feeder cattle up 350 at 372.63. April lean hogs up 33 cents at 90.75. April pork cutout unchanged at 98.90. Class 3 milk up 15 cents at 17.50. This has been a check of the Midday Markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.